This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. These are the top global developments over the weekend. Putin has put Russia on nuclear alert. West has put fresh sanctions on Russia, which includes blocking some banks from the SWIFT international payment systems. And third, representatives from Ukraine and the Russian government have agreed to meet at the Ukraine-Belarus border, but there are no preconditions which are attached. So these are the top three global developments. The impact on the financial markets is this morning is that the uncertainty continues. Asian markets are trading lower, especially because of the more onerous sanctions which have been imposed on Russia and the military advancement that Russia is doing. Brent crude prices are once again inched up to levels of near $105 per barrel on geopolitical risk accentuated by supply tightness, and the SGX Nifty is mildly lower, suggesting that that 400-point gain that there will be some reversal from that 400-point gain that we had on Friday. The key levels for the Indian markets to watch: 16,200 on the way down, which is last Thursday's low, and 16,800, 16,850 on the way up, which coincides with their 20-day moving average. The template for the FII, the flows continues to remain the same. FII sold 4,500 crore in cash. The DIIs bought a little more than 4,300 crore in cash. The queues to track: Q3 India GDP today expected to come in at around 5:30 p.m. and the February auto sales tomorrow. Given the volatility that we've seen in the Indian markets and the correction from the top, Morgan Stanley has come out with a report saying their proprietary sentiment indicator has hit buy territory for the first time since March 2020. Will that spur investors and traders to buy in the markets? That remains to be seen. Talking about the big stocks to track today, Biocon's Biologics has acquired Viatris's biosimilar business for a massive $3.3 billion deal. Bharti Airtel has said it will acquire a 4.7% stake in Indus Towers from Vodafone PLC. The price of the deal is not disclosed, but the company has said it will be a very attractive price and at a discount to the Vodafone PLC's and Indus's previous stake block deal which took place. Our future retail and Reliance Industries should be on your radar because Reliance has taken control and shuttered down 300 future retail stores, and Amazon plans to move the High Court and NCLAT against future retail. And finally, paint companies, oil marketing companies, aviation companies on your radar given the rise that we've seen in crude oil prices. The question from here on remains, there are multiple questions. One, is there a risk of counter sanctions from Russia? Military escalation, which means we're still the uncertainty from a market point of view, peak uncertainty has not yet hit. What happens to the normalization plans from the Fed as well as ECB? Will they continue with that? And this inflationary escalation, will that result in a demand shock? These are a few of the monitorables for our markets. Have a good trading day. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.